Speaking the truth, everyone has ever fallen into a slump. To slump is to fall. To slump is to slouch down. It's like a downturn in performance, like a struggling ball player, a sinking company, or a weeping individual are all in a slump. There are many kinds of slumps, but they all involve things going downhill. It's all about, you can call it a setback, you can call it a kind of a failure, you can call it adversity, you can call it a turbulence, or whichever you want to call it. Slumps suck. You don't feel motivated to work, you don't work or enjoy anything, even if you're given a day off. Worse, sometimes your slump turns into a habit, and you feel drained for very many days or months. It's like quicksand. It holds you under, and never lets you go. Slumps suck. We don't want to sugarcoat around that. Everyone have got a slump. Everyone have got those moments in life where they were very solo that they couldn't pull themselves out of that. First, I want to start with letting you know that even though you are in a slump, but you are loved, you are appreciated, you are cared for, you are worthy, and you are enough. Always remember that you are valued and you are so important. A slump does not take away your value. Further, for clarity, as you listen to this podcast, as you listen to this presentation, my definition of a slump is that dark place, that time of sadness, that inability to do things, that time when you feel like there is a limitation, that time when you feel like you're having a block, holding on your neck, holding on your knees and your feet, not to go ahead. It's very important to recognize this state when you fall into it, and then know how to get out of it. A month ago, I think like two or three, some month ago, I slipped back into a weird slump that I just couldn't get out of. For 10 good days, I could barely do any work. I was like always tired, always annoyed, lazy, and somehow slow. I thought about what was happening, and I knew I was back in a cycle that I always used to speak about in one of my talks way back in 2016 when I was in a lane. It's the work, the crash, and the burn cycle. It's kind of when you feel like everything have gone to the epitome and you cannot do anything. Sometimes we all burn out or go into that phase where we start feeling really bad, where we start feeling very unproductive, where we waste time, where we get addictions to our phones and feel like not pushing the ass off the chair. I know everyone who have ever been to that situation. Sometimes it can take up to weeks, sometimes to months, and actually some people, it can take an entire lifetime. It's a tough situation, it's a tough mental battle, but you can go through it. What I'm going to share is based on the things that have worked for me basically. And please note and understand that not everything may work for you, but one or two, three of the things maybe can work for you. I encourage you to also design your codes and hacks and see what you can use and see what strategies you can use as well to elevate yourself to get out of the slump. So let's go faster. Number one, the 5 second rule. The 5 second rule. The 5 second rule. Most people, if you have ever attended my trainings, you may have heard about this this rule called the 5 second rule. It's one of the biggest ways to kick ass and get out of slump. I came to understand about this concept through Mel Robbins' book, dubbed the 5 second rule. If you ever watched Mel Robbins or ever read her book about the 5 second rule, then you're going to understand that it's about simplicity. It's about not complicating things. It's a way to get yourself to raise yourself out of something, to beat procrastination just by the mere thought of 5 seconds. Like when you get an impulse of doing something, you should be able to start on it or take a direction towards it in the first 5 seconds. When you wake up feeling so lazy and you feel like you'll be ready for a meeting, in the first 5 seconds, pa 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 pa, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, oh, get up. When you feel like dating that chutie and you feel like she's worthy your attention, within the first 5 seconds, just say hi. Take some action towards the direction that you desire within the first five seconds. Scientists and reality says nature is like that way, that the brain creates thousands and thousands of thoughts every second. And every 10 seconds, whenever you get a thought and you don't act on it, the brain covers it and creates more thousands of other thoughts that in a moment, you're not going to be remembering the other first thought. That's why we encourage the 5-second rule. So whenever you're in a slump, the 5-second rule is a magical trick to get out of the slump so quickly. Because when you slump, you cannot magnify whichever you want to do. You feel like too lazy. You feel like you cannot get out of it. But using the 5-second rule, you're empowering yourself. Feel like not bathing, just jump into the water within the first 5 seconds. Like you don't need time to analyze a lot and create a gap for a failure. Another important aspect, this is about relieving the stress. Whenever you're covered with stress, there is always that amount of anxiety. There is always that amount of pressure that amounts on your whole body and spirit and mind. So take 3 deep breaths. That's tip number 2. Take 3 deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose while raising your belly tight inside for 4 seconds or 5 seconds. Then hold that breath for 3 seconds and exhale for like 6 seconds through your mouth. Then do this for 3 times. So basically, it's just like a simple exercise. Just give yourself time and attention, be in a calm environment for a moment. Have you been in a meeting that has been so hot and you cannot really handle that? Just excuse yourself to the dress room and just breathe in through your nose. And then through your mouth as you exhale. So you inhale for 4 to 5 seconds while raising your belly tight inside. And then hold your breath for 3 seconds. And then exhale for 5 to 6 seconds through your mouth. And then do this 3 times. This is something no one may think about, but hey, it's one of by far the biggest tricks you can use to relieve stress when you have fallen into a slump. It just releases these negative hormones and toxic emotions and aligns you back and your body and your thoughts and your spirit back into a normal situation. So this tip is most important, and I think it applies to everyone. Point number 3, you take a shower just for refresh. I mean, it sounds so silly, but this is much important. Naturally, water has been breathed, water has been created with a releasing chemical. It's natural, it's kind of psychological, that whenever you immerse yourself into water, there are a lot of things you wash away from yourself. So when you're feeling it, you're like you're into a slump, you cannot get anywhere, just take as much as you can. I recommend you can use a flowing natural river, or you can use a swimming pool, or maybe you can have a high rate shower. Just be there, not that you're bathing for the dirt or anything, just to feel nature. Water is nature. Just feel nature flowing through your head down, and as you feel it, feel like meditating, feel like feeling all that, feel like you're anchoring a new reality to yourself and letting these toxic emotions and these depressions and stress washing away down onto the earth, dissolving and be converted into renewable energy that you can use to kick big ass again. So it may sound so silly, but it's really so much important. Another important aspect is that you can pray. If you really believe in praying, then you can pray. If you believe in God, of course, most of us do. This is always a good time to check in and ask for more guidance from the supernatural. Take your knee down. Take meditation. Go through deep worship. Go through deep spiritual cleansing music and immersion. For me, every time I pray, I feel something in my heart that I cannot describe. And if you're not religious, still you can use meditation. And even if you're religious as well, meditation is for everyone. So you feel like you're building from an inner energy, like a central energy you're tapping into to reboot yourself. So you can use a guided meditation if you're not good at self-meditation. There are a lot of guided meditations around there, even on the web. Even there are a lot we use at Lagos Powers Africa in our trainings and our in-house capacity building, especially the six-phase meditation. Meditation is so powerful, prayer is so powerful, that you need all these things whenever you enter a slump to rejuvenate yourself and raise yourself back. Then reorganize the space that you're in. That's another important tip. I did this with my house sometime back when I was really in a financial slump. I started small because I never wanted to stress up thinking nothing. So I tried to throw clothes in the laundry, I tried to organize them, I tried to fold them nicely. Afterwards, I tried to look at my bedroom and I changed the bed and everything and the house. I was like tired of my house, I never liked it. And when I did this, it really looked so amazing that I was excited to stay home, so happy. So try to shake up some things within your environment. Try to make a change around you. Try to engage yourself in something. And hey, you never know. By doing that, you may find a 50K note that you forgot in the papers, in the diary, in the court, or anywhere. I'm joking. But most times when I do this, when I try to shake up things, I always find some important things that I have been looking for that I cannot get. Especially when you're in a financial slump, you can say, let me mop this house. You never know, you may find a note which had fallen under the chairs. I'm joking. I'm not saying that you're going to find that note, but I'm saying it creates a difference when you shake up things within your environment. It may be ordering your room. It may be trying to work out another environment. It may be redesigning your office. It may be changing your wardrobe. It may be doing some laundry of something you have not minded about for work. Try to shake up things. In doing so, you're going to discover some hacks and codes to rejuvenate your mind, to calm down your spirit, and also to give you a new paradigm shift, to give you a new perspective to life, to make you just have a vantage point for some key things. And then another important aspect is try to write three things, at least 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for. Track within the previous 24 hours, what have you been grateful for? What were the good things that happened into your life? Don't focus on what's happening now. If you can track in 24 hours, track in 1 week back. If you can't track in 1 week back, go into 1 month, 3 months, 1 year. Focus on those things that you're grateful for, those things that gave you extreme joy, those things that gave you extreme awesomeness. Reflect on them and be grateful for them. Because when you practice gratitude, when you express this sense of gratitude on those things that happened, you're trying to attract those same experiences back to the current, so that you can attract awesomeness, that you can attract bliss, and you can attract those same moments and those same events to happen again in your life. Another important aspect as we come to the conclusion of this podcast is spend time with the people you love. To me, it's going to see my mom. To me, it's about seeing my daughters. To me, it's about looking for a friend. To me, it's about asking for a hug. That moment when you ask for a hug, either from my daughters or from my friends or anyone, and you feel like you're downloading everything that you had. It's like you're sharing it with, it's like the universe is calling to say, hey, give me what you have, I carry it for you. So look for someone you love when you're in a slump and give them a hug, talk to them, be closer to them. Try to create that intimate closeness between them. I'm not saying the sexual intimacy, but I'm saying the closeness, the contact, and you'll see things like a kind of sunshine trying to shine into your life and trying to change things. So surround yourself with people you love whenever you try to fall into a slump. Cancel commitments and be neutral is also another important aspect to master when you fall into a slump. Commitments, I mean that whenever you are in a slump, most things don't work. This is so common, especially in these financial slumps, that when you make commitments when you're in a financial slump, you're not going to fulfill them. You may promise to, I have a good experience of this, that you may make appointments to make commitments to make a payment, but you're not sure of the money, it may not come. And this will increase more frustration. Don't make commitments whenever you're in a slump, that's what I mean. Try to be neutral. Be positive about something, but don't make last-time commitments. Because these commitments are going to accelerate and fuel disappointments. They are going to make you make more mistakes. They are going to make you make lies. They are going to make you even more frustrated by feeling like you're a failure when you don't fulfill them. So I request that you become neutral and don't make commitments. Commitments for meetings, commitments for payments, commitment for showing up at parties, commitment for showing in social gatherings and everything. You don't need to force yourself, because when you make commitments, you're going to force yourself to do things that you really don't feel. And this is going to fuel total disappointment and frustration. Ignore the pebbles is also another important aspect. That most slumps are over, the boulders are broken, our path. They are about the small pebbles stuck in the bottom of our shoes. It's one of the, if one of the projects, e.g., fails miserably, that's a disappointment. But in the bigger picture, it isn't a huge problem because projects fail. So one strategy I use to constantly kick myself out of this slump is to zoom out and cut and look at the longer term goals. So I find another perspective, showing that a temporary setback is just that, temporary. So I can't see the bigger picture with the current small thing. So that's what I mean, that you ignore the pebbles, just focus on the bigger picture. It happened, yes, it happened, but that's a temporary setback. It doesn't define your whole life, your whole environments. It's like one single dark cloud. It doesn't mean that the whole sky is dark. It's just a dark cloud within your environment at the moment. So ignore the pebbles if you want to get out of the slump. And last but not the least, as I conclude, inputs create the outputs. Whenever you fall into a slump, you must consider what you're inputting. So if the saying you eat, you are what you eat has any truth really, then I think a similar experience could also apply to the slump. It could also apply to real life. It could also apply to any situation. When you're in a slump, what you think, what you read, what you talk, what you express is what you become. So if your thoughts are in a slump, and you can't find the right goals, drag yourself out of it, you probably need higher quality inputs. Those may be in kind of motivation, those may be in kind of advice, maybe kind of talks, maybe kind of experiences. It may be kind of activity that you do to contribute to yourself. So just try to see the input of the experiences, environments, your relationships and everything. If you can't imagine what goals to set, then start researching people who have set really interesting and challenging goals, then copy those goals. You don't need to be a pioneer of everything you do, so you can as well become a follower when you're in a slump. And it's often better because you can see the path ahead of those people that works as a climbing rope that you can keep holding on and holding on while building your own patterns until you reach the top of the cliff, and now you are able to build your own hacks and codes. So really mind about the inputs and build on people's resources and strength. And as I finalize, ladies and gentlemen, give a slump a good and hard kick. Just give it a hard kick. A slump is characterized by aimless wandering without clarity or enthusiasm. So the best way to replace it is to find a clear direction you can be enthusiastic about and then give it a hard kick. If you already have one, perhaps you need a reminder that you need to give this slump a hard kick, a very good hard kick, maybe a dying horse kick. I guess you know what I'm meaning. The last kick, you're like, wow, this is my last kick. Even though I'm dying, I wanna kick you. And then you give it that last hard kick. Slumps don't require massaging their feelings and egos. You must give it a hard kick. You must say, I'm who I am, and I must kick up this slump. So if you don't have that capacity and ability to give it a hard kick, then you should probably seek guidance and figure out how you can do that, but never rate with a slump. Nicholas Katushabik Quest, your trainer and coach once again today. I thank you very much for staying with me in this podcast. Much love, more blessings, and wishing you a hard, quick kicking of this slump. Namaste, much love.